AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A person has been arrested at the UnitedHealthcare headquarters after reports of an intruder. That comes months after the company's CEO was killed. Southern California has been jolted by a morning earthquake near San Diego. The earthquake had a preliminary magnitude of 5.2 and was near the mountain town of Julian, east of San Diego. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports General Dan Kane is now Joint Chiefs Chairman.
The U.S. military has a new top officer. General Dan Kane took over as Joint Chiefs Chairman Saturday, less than 2 weeks after his confirmation hearing.
Senators, I acknowledge that I'm an unconventional nominee.
Not only is Kane the first officer called back from retirement and returned to active duty to become chairman, he did not meet basic prerequisites for the job, like serving as a combatant commander or service chief. So President Trump had to sign a waiver allowing Kane to become the top officer. The Air Force general will serve out the term of fellow fighter pilot C.Q. Brown Jr., whom the president fired just 16 months into a four-year term as part of a broader military purge. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
During a meeting with El Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele, President Trump was asked if he'll consider tariff exemptions on Apple products.
Look, I'm a very flexible person. I don't change my mind, but I'm flexible. And you have to be. You just can't have a wall and you'll only go. No, sometimes you have to go around it, under it, or above it. There'll be maybe things coming up. I speak to Tim Cook. I helped Tim Cook recently, and that whole business. I don't want to hurt anybody. But the end result is we're going to get to the position of greatness for our country.
A former Colorado sheriff's deputy convicted of killing a 22-year-old man in distress who called 911 for help was sentenced to 3 years in prison. This is AP News. The helicopter tour company that crashed in New York's Hudson River, killing six, is no longer operating. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The FAA says New York Helicopter Tours is shutting down operations immediately. On Thursday, its sightseeing chopper broke apart in midair, plunging into New York's Hudson River, killing a family of five from Spain and the pilot. The FAA also says it's reviewing the company's license and safety record. The move coming hours after New York Senator Chuck Schumer on Sunday called for the feds to revoke its permits.
One of the things we can do to honor those lives and try and save others is to make sure it doesn't happen again.
The Senate Democrat minority leader also calling on the FAA to ramp up safety inspections for other helicopter tour companies, accusing them of cutting corners and putting profits over people.
I'm Haya Panjwani. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.